right, let's check your wallet, shall we? How much cash you got? How much credit? What's your balance sheet look like? That's the things we need to talk about here. I mean, every so often we have to do a little bit of a financial welfare check on you. If you didn't win the big billion-dollar lottery prize, you got to pay attention to what's going on day-to-day. Nick Hopwood, certified financial planner, founder, president of Peak Wealth, peakwm.com/Gruber, and you'll find out how you can get a free analysis of your Social Security, by the way. Good to have you back there, Nick. How are you?
Doing well, Steve. Thank you. And I love bringing up the topic of balance sheets. Thank you.
No problem. I'm here to make sure people are okay. And if you don't like where you are, get a second opinion. I will tell you how you can do that with Nick himself here in a few minutes. But let's start with this. Bitcoin, AI stocks, all the rage. NVIDIA is 5% of the S&P 500. It's interesting to note the entire energy sector is only worth 3% of the S&P 500 now. Energy, very interesting here after all. Who will power all the Bitcoin miners and AI data centers? Tell me, Nick, how are we going to get there?
Well, I think it's spelled out an opportunity when we think about one company at 5%, the new kid on the block, NVIDIA, and the entire energy sector. We're talking Exxon, Chevron, and all the others totaling 3%. Wasn't that long ago that Exxon was the largest company in the world, and the energy sector was the largest sector back to 2008. So with energy at 3%, I think there's an opportunity. Like you say, who's going to power all these data centers?
Well, look, I can look around and see Fisker's going bankrupt. General Motors and Ford are done building EVs. It looks like Tesla's not doing particularly well. The EVs are being rejected. It's not working. So that brings us back to gasoline and diesel and natural gas. Now, the Biden administration has gone after liquefied natural gas, and J.P. Morgan's CEO, Jamie Dimon, says that is incredibly naive. But I think energy will overcome in the end because America needs vast quantities of cheap energy to be prosperous. That's a fact, isn't it?
It is, and I think that investors are starting to wake up because if you take a look at the chart of the energy sector, even though it's only 3% of the market, it is breaking out into all-time highs right now, which usually spells positives for the future.
Yeah, and if I look at gas prices, gas is on the rise again. Now, that's normal in spring, but here we are looking at gas. It's at 360 nationally. In Michigan, it's about 375 when I drive by the local station. I was in Illinois over the weekend. Gas was $4.25. $4.25 in Illinois already, so it's already on the march, isn't it?
Well, you know, Illinois, they have a lot of extra taxes there. So
well, I understand that. I understand a barrel of oil costs whatever it costs, and so if it's cheap in Texas and expensive in Illinois, there's a reason for that. They stick out like a sore thumb for those reasons. California's at $5.50 a gallon already. What does this mean for the consumer, though? I mean, you've got people that have too much debt already. You know, you can analyze your retirement. You can analyze different things. But if your day-to-day expenses are drowning you, it's a real problem. And no relief in sight from the Fed either.
Yeah, you know, people were thinking that we were going to have interest rate cuts last year. And now here we are in the second quarter, and it's uncertain when or if.
If at all.
We're going to have cuts. Right. And so, you know, you're sitting with groceries since 2019 plus 35%. Gas prices are pretty high, like you said. Housing has leveled off. But again, I just listed a duplex of mine because I wanted to rotate from, you know, boots on the ground, local real estate to national professionally managed real estate investment trust. And we had three offers over the list price in one day. So, you know, we accepted a cash offer. There's still real estate, still hot.
That was to rent or to sell?
To sell.
To sell. You took an offer. Well, yeah. That's good. Let me ask you about something else here that I think is a problem here, because we had the jobs report come out here end of last week, right? Sounds great. 303,000, much bigger than expected. Except when you look at that closer, you find out the majority of the people that were hired were not born in America. They're legal and illegal hires. Working in America, and the number of American hires, American-born hires, very small. In fact, 3.5 million, according to Maria Bartiromo there, 3.5 million new jobs for foreign-born workers over the last couple of years, minus 80,000 for those born in America. This is not a great jobs report. This is terrible to me. Where am I wrong?
There are problems with it, Steve. So the headline number is great, over 300,000 new jobs. We'd love to see that each month. But the problem is, and my thing is looking at the government hiring. 71,000 new government jobs last month on the heels of 30,000 new government jobs and 50,000 new government jobs, now 70. So the government is accelerating with their growth. We have a $2 trillion deficit, and the jobs are just accelerating. It's out of control. And then the other part of it is full-time versus part-time.
Right.
Over the last 12 months, full-time jobs have actually declined. And so how can we have a strong labor market when full-time jobs are going down?
And all the jobs are government jobs. I mean, the government's a big fat slob. I mean, it's too big. It's over. But we don't need all these government jobs. So here we are, you and I and other people out here, other schlubs out here in the regular world, paying for the folks to expand government. It's nonsense. Government's far too big. We pay too much. You know, because a secretary, for example, in a government job gets paid more than somebody in the private sector on average every single time. It's wrong. They're exploiting other people's money. Now, before we run, peakwm.com. I want folks to know where you can get a second opinion with Nick here. Peakwm.com. They'll put it up for you there. And if you do a /Gruber, he'll work with you for free on a Social Security review. He'll look at what you got. There's a QR code for those of you watching on television. You can just click that and get straight to it. For those of you listening on the radio, peakwm.com/Gruber. And you'll give him a review. You got about 20 seconds here for the last word, Nick.
Yeah, Steve, I want to think about this full-time, part-time job for one more moment and think about how Ferrari, the Ferraris of the world, the stocks are at all-time highs, and the Dollar Trees of the world, some of the Dollar Tree stores are going out of business.
1,000.
While Dollar Tree stock is down 27% versus Ferrari at all-time highs. Think full-time jobs, part-time jobs. This theme is resonating.
Dollar Tree is going away while, you know, Ferrari's doing well. Nick Hopwood, always appreciate it, sir. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. There you have it. I'll be right back.
When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.